Welcome to a special Inner Circle audio lesson. I'm Becky, and I'll be your host. My co-host today is the founder of Innovative Language, Peter Galante.
Hi, everyone. Peter here.
Listeners, there is one tactic that will ramp up your language learning progress.
And everyone knows about it, but nobody ever uses it. What is it?
In this Inner Circle, we're talking about the power of deadlines.
And why deadlines actually work when it comes to language learning goals.
Welcome back to the Inner Circle, listeners.
Becky, we're now in October.
I know. There's only 2 months left in the year.
Listeners, remember the yearly goal you set in January? Well, time's running out.
Peter, didn't you set a 30-minute Italian conversation goal for this year?
I did. Actually, I'm kind of pressed for time, though.
Yeah, 2 months is not a lot of time. So the question is, can you reach your goal?
That's a tough question, Becky. I was about to reach 27 minutes this summer.
And then you dropped down to 20 last month. Remind us, what did you promise for this month?
I promised 27 minutes.
Don't keep us in suspense. Did you reach your monthly goal?
Well, I'm only at 25 minutes of Italian conversation. We did a time test 2 days ago.
Okay, so you've got 5 more minutes and 2 more months to hit your goal.
I'm definitely feeling the pressure now. Believe me, December 31st is the hard deadline.
The deadline. Listeners, this is the topic of today's Inner Circle.
The power of the deadline.
We all know about deadlines, right?
A deadline is the latest time by which something must be completed.
For example, a teacher could tell you to have homework ready by Friday.
Or that you must file your taxes by April 15th.
Both are deadlines. We all know them.
We all get them. And most of us try to follow them.
But most learners don't realize how powerful deadlines are as motivation.
And for getting things done, especially your language learning goals.
So in this Inner Circle, we'll cover 3 points.
1. Why successful learners use deadlines to reach their language learning goals.
2. How Peter is ramping up to meet his December 31st deadline.
And 3. How you can take advantage of deadlines to actually make progress.
Okay, let's get right into point number 1.
Why successful language learners use deadlines to reach their language learning goals.
Or in other words, why deadlines actually work.
So, Becky, when you think of deadlines, what comes to mind?
I think of a teacher assigning an essay by a certain day, and then I do it the night before. Works like magic.
That's a great example, actually, because it shows how most people use deadlines.
They wait until the last minute?
And they realize they need to hurry up to meet the deadline.
This is like my entire school life summarized in one line.
Me too, actually. That's actually what it's like for most people. However, the magic of the deadline is that it clearly shows whether you've reached your goal or not.
Kind of like when you set your monthly goals, right?
Exactly. You either reach it or you fail.
So Peter, you've been failing a lot recently, huh?
I think you can say that on a monthly scale, but I think I'm still progressing towards my yearly goal. Remember, it's a yearly goal, Becky, so I still have some time before my deadline.
I think that's what makes a deadline so motivating.
You got it, Becky. And listeners, that's why I set monthly goals that lead into my yearly goals.
And that's why we urge you to set small, measurable, and actionable goals with a deadline.
Like, for example, learn 100 new words by November 30th.
You either reach it or you fail.
That really puts pressure on you, and that's very motivating.
And unlike people that wait until the last day,
successful learners use all of the time available, for example, 1 month.
Because learning 100 words the night before the deadline wouldn't be very effective.
Nor would you remember them all 2 days later.
I think most learners avoid deadlines and pressure because it seems hard and makes learning less fun.
Well, this takes us back to setting goals. If your goal is small and measurable, you won't feel pressure.
But you will accomplish it and know how much progress you've made.
Successful learners know this, so they start with small goals. And to reach them by the deadline,
they don't wait until the last day. Once they reach a new goal,
then they start a new goal and aim higher.
Kind of like what we've been doing this year, listeners. Okay, let's move on to point number two.
How I'm ramping up to meet my December 31st deadline.
Are you feeling the pressure yet, Peter?
Becky, 2 months left. I lost progress. I've been failing a lot. I'm at 25 minutes, 2 kids to take care of. You have no idea.
Well, you did bounce back from 20 to 25 minutes.
That's because of the deadline. I'm really ramping up to meet that 30-minute conversation goal.
Let's get into your process. What are you doing exactly?
Well, after dropping to 20 minutes, which was awful, by the way, I'm using 3 new methods that I haven't used much before.
Oh, what are they?
Listeners, the first method is super simple, but extremely effective. It's writing every day.
Writing? Really? I thought you wanted to maximize your Italian speaking.
And we just spoke about that in the first part, but let me tell you why this is so effective.
I'm listening.
Writing allows me to actively engage with Italian. That's something I can't do by just listening.
What do you mean by that?
Let me explain. Every day, I write a journal entry in Italian. Now, because I'm talking about my day, like today I went shopping, I played with the kids, and I didn't get enough sleep last night, I'm essentially expressing what I talk about on a daily basis, things that happened to me.
Except you're doing it in Italian.
Exactly. And if I don't know how to express something, I use Google Translate.
So you're also learning new words as you try to express more things.
And it fits perfectly into my schedule. I can write anytime. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes, and I write my experiences throughout the day.
All right. So what do you do after? I imagine there are a lot of mistakes in that writing.
You got that right. So after, I send that day's writing over to my teacher, and she corrects it.
And so then you have the corrected Italian?
And I have conversation topics for my Skype and in-person sessions. I can easily tell them what happened with my kids this past week.
And by that time, you'll already have the corrected Italian to use.
Exactly.
Ah, I see how this works now.
What I write is easily translatable into conversation. And because written and spoken Italian are pretty much the same,
you improve your speaking skills too. I see. Have you been doing this all month?
Well, for the first half of the month, I was only listening to lessons. Now I'm listening to lessons and writing daily.
I see. That's a great method.
And here's another tip. I read what I write out loud. And then I reread at a faster and faster pace. This improves my speaking fluency.
So when you talk to your tutor,
I can answer questions and reply almost automatically, like a real conversation.
Okay, great. So writing daily is the first method. It gives you topics to talk about, you get corrected, and it helps you with speaking in general.
That's right. And the second method is something that I kind of touched on in the first method, which we just spoke about.
How so?
Well, just writing is not enough. You have to have someone correct the material. Without the corrections, you're not going to improve.
Oh, I see. That makes total sense.
And remember I said my teacher, not my tutor?
Right, yes.
That's because I use ItalianPod 101's Premium Plus My Teacher tool. And I send my teacher my writing.
Oh, okay. Oh, by the way, listeners, if you don't know, Premium Plus My Teacher is a feature that puts you in direct contact with your language teacher.
You can send your teacher your writing, and they correct it and add their own feedback.
You can also record your voice so they can give you feedback on pronunciation.
All this comes with the Premium Plus subscription.
So she gets your writing, corrects it, and sends it back, right?
That's right. My writing and my recordings. And the turnaround time is always under 24 hours. By that time, I'm writing more material.
And the cycle keeps going.
Best of all, I can record my voice with the Premium Plus My Teacher's voice recorder, so she can judge and correct my pronunciation.
Does she use the recorder too?
She does. I actually try to do that with every piece of writing I send. She'll make a recording, comment on my accent, and provide me with correct pronunciation.
Wow, that is a really useful feature to have for our Premium Plus users.
Now, the third method is something you all have access to, listeners.
What is it?
It's the progress tracking dashboard. Since I'm using ItalianPod 101 lessons, I want to be sure that I'm making progress.
The dashboard is a great tool for checking off lessons, seeing how much you've completed,
and most importantly, knowing which lesson to study next.
I think since you're under a lot of pressure, this is very useful.
Exactly. I don't have to worry or think about what lesson to go to next.
Because the dashboard guides you to the next lesson.
Becky, it definitely makes my life easier.
I can imagine.
And the best part is when I finish something on my mobile device, it updates across all devices and my computer.
Wow, very convenient. Okay, so the three methods we covered were 1, writing on a daily basis.
2, using Premium Plus, My Teacher, and getting corrections.
And 3, using the dashboard to track progress and knowing what lesson to do next.
All of these tools, combined with my weekly tutor sessions, have helped me get back to 25 minutes of conversation.
To be honest, I'm surprised writing worked that well.
It's that cycle of writing and learning new words, getting corrections, and using it in conversation on an ongoing basis.
All right. So this deadline really has you going. And our listeners now know how you're improving.
But listeners, you're probably wondering, how can deadlines work for you?
This is the part that separates successful learners from unsuccessful ones.
Successful learners set deadlines and try to reach them.
Remember, it's okay to miss your goal by a bit. It might mean that the goal was a bit heavy and you need to go lighter.
Unsuccessful learners don't set goals because they feel it's too much pressure.
Or they set them and forget them.
Or, even worse, they wait until the last minute.
And again, this is why we suggest your monthly goals are
small, measurable, actionable.
And have a deadline.
Since they're small, like learning 100 words by November 30th, they're doable.
That's right. If you do 5 words per weekday for 4 weeks, you'll easily master 100 words in 1 month. Plus, you won't get overwhelmed and you won't feel much pressure.
Finally, the deadline is the final indicator of whether you reached your goal or not.
It gives you the motivation to reach your goal because as soon as that day comes,
either you know all 100 words or you don't.
Well, listeners, there are only 2 months left in the year.
So be sure to set your monthly goals.
How close are you to the yearly goal that you set in January?
Let us know in the comments section.
And let us know if you use deadlines in your own learning process. Do they work?
And as far as my monthly goal goes,
what will you be aiming for, Peter?
Well, I have 5 minutes and 2 months left.
And you're at 25 minutes now?
So Becky, I'll shoot for 28 minutes.
Good luck. Time is running out, listeners. We'll see if Peter hits his goal this time.
I know it's a little hard at this point to have a little faith, but I'm feeling good about this month, Becky.
Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this special Inner Circle lesson.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.